It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. An unexpected heart bypass operation will cause Detroit Symphony Orchestra's music director Leonard Slatkin to withdraw from three upcoming DSO concerts he was going to conduct. Slatkin has also withdrawn from upcoming European engagements and some with the Chamber Music Society of St. Louis. Slatkin says his cardiologists have assured him surgery should fix his heart issues. His recovery is expected to take about 3 months. Replacement conductors will be announced in the coming days. The DSO is committed to offering Leonard our full support in his recovery, DSO President and CEO Ann Parsons told the Detroit News. Though he will not be on the podium for these three programs, we look forward to honoring him for all that he's accomplished in Detroit over the past 10 years. This September marks the inaugural edition of the International Chopin Competition on Period Instruments. It's held in Warsaw, a city that Chopin lived in for half his life. As Poland celebrates the centenary of its independence this year, the Frederick Chopin Institute, Polish Television and Radio, has come together to organize this competition not only to celebrate the country's most beloved composer, but to recapture Chopin's sound world by using period pianos with which Chopin was intimately familiar. Erards, Broadwoods, and Pleyels. By hearing pieces performed on the instruments available in the 19th century, we get to know the timbre and quality of sound that was heard by the composer. Director Stanislav Lesinski says it allows us to get to the essence of the music as the composer would have envisioned it, something that's lost when performing on contemporary Steinways, Kawais, or Yamahas. The main challenge for the competitors will be to step back from the power of huge sound available from modern pianos and adjust to the more subtle 19th century ones. The Chopin International Piano Competition on Period Instruments takes place from September 2nd through the 14th this year. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and also listen every weekday at noon for the Most Wanted Hour with Linda Cassidy. Playing your top 100 classical hits. I'm Randy Kinkle for KBOK's This Week in Classical Music. Member-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.